Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Gittin, Perek Daled, Mishnah Vav, Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Aser Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher to find your Zivig Hagon B'Karav Mamesh. And Mishnah Vav tells us HaMecher Avdel Gai Oyle Chutz La'aretz. If a man sells his non-Jewish Eved to a guy or to a Yid, who's going to bring him to Chutz La'aretz? Yatzeh Ben Chayrin, he goes free. What does this mean? So in the case where he gets sold to a guy, if the Eved manages to run away from the guy or he's sold to a different Yid, we say that now this Eved has to go free and he does not have to be an Eved anymore. That's because there's a knas imposed that since he's sold to a guy and now he's not able to keep mitzvahs anymore. We know that a non-Jewish Eved has to keep mitzvahs like a woman, and when he's sold to a guy, he's not going to be able to keep those mitzvahs, so he gets to go free completely. And when he's sold to a Yid who's going to be taking him to Chutz La'aretz, we force that new master of his to free him because he's being taken out of Eretz Yisrael, and that's a terrible thing. Continuing on, Ein Paidinas Hashvuim Yisrael Kadei Demayan Mipnei Tikkun Olam. We do not redeem captives more than their actual worth because of Tikkun Olam. We don't want Gaim to discover, hey, this is a very profitable venture, let's just capture Yidin, charge an exorbitant amount of money for them, and of course their Jewish brethren are going to band together and pay these ridiculous sums of money, and that's just a great way to make parnasa. In order to prevent this from happening, because of Tikkun Olam, we say no redeeming captives for more than their actual value. A similar concept, Ve'ein Mavrichin Es Hashvuyim Mibnei Tikkun Olam. We don't help captives escape because of Tikkun Olam. We're afraid that next time people are captured, their conditions are going to be made much harsher and it's going to be much more difficult for them because their captors are afraid that we're going to help them escape like the last ones. Now, Rav Shimon Gamliel argues and he says it's B'nai Takanas HaShvuyin because of a Takana for the ones who are still captured. Let's say 20 people are captured. If we help 10 of them escape, the conditions are going to be made much more difficult for the 10 that are still in captivity. So therefore, we're not going to help anyone escape. And lastly, Mishnah says, V'ein Lechem Sfarim Tefillin Mezuzos M'nagayim Yarsal Kadei Demeyan B'nai Takana Olam. No buying Sifrei Torah, Tefillin, or Mezuzos from non-Jews more than their actual value because of Takana Olam. And this is the same thing with the captives. We're afraid that if non-Jews realize that they can charge exorbitant sums of money for Sifrei Torah, Tefillin, or Mezuzos that they have, then they're just going to go about stealing them from people, and it's going to be a very profitable venture. Therefore, no redeeming them for more than their actual value. And moving on to Mishnah Zayin. Hamaytias Ishta Mishum Shem Ra Lo Yachzer Mishum Neder Lo Yachzer. If a man divorces his wife because of Shem Ra, there's word on the street about her that she was Mizane, or he divorced her because of a neder that she made, in both these situations, he's not allowed to remarry her. That's because we're afraid that later on, after she got remarried and had kids, well, I didn't realize that she didn't do the Avera, I never would have divorced her if I had known that she never actually did this Avera, or I never would have divorced her if I knew that this neder could be undone. And that expression of Charata is actually going to be Mevatel his get. It's going to turn out that retroactively his wife really wasn't allowed to get remarried, and her kids are going to be Mamzerim. Therefore, in order to prevent this, we say that her husband's not allowed to remarry her when he divorces her because of one of these things, and then we say that it must be that if he divorced her because of this, that he was Geimer Das, that it was with 100% clarity he divorced her, and there's no Charata, there's no going back. However, Rabbi Huda argues, and he says, Kol Neder Shadu by Rabim, if she made a neder that everyone knew about, then Lo Yachzer, he's not allowed to remarry her, but V'shaloy Yadu by Rabim, if people don't know about it, Yachzer, he is allowed to remarry her. And Rabbi Huda argues with the fundamental reason of the Tanakama. The Tanakama is worried about Kilkol. As we had explained, they were afraid the husband's going to come along, have Charata, and the wife will have remarried in the interim, and her children will be Mamzerim. Rabbi Huda is not bothered by that. His whole reason that the husband's not allowed to get remarried is because of a knas on the woman. We don't want B'nais Yisrael to be Prutzais B'nedarim. We don't want them just to make Nedarim left and right. It's not such a simple thing to take on a Neder. And in order to knas her and make sure that her other friends learn from the situation, we say that if she's divorced because of a Neder that she made, she's not allowed to get remarried to her original husband. But Rabbi Huda clarifies, that's only if everyone knows the Neder. If people don't know the Neder, so then there's no point in the knas, and he would be allowed to remarry her. Now Rav Meir says, and this is going back to the Tanakama's Shita, Kol Neder Shetzar Chakir Chacham Lo Yachzer. If this is a neder that is only able to be undone by a Chacham, so then he's not allowed to remarry her, because again, we have this issue of Kilkol. But V'she'en Yitzar Chakir Chacham Yachzer. If it's a neder that doesn't need Chakir Chacham, it's something that the husband himself could have been mafer, so then he actually is allowed to remarry her, even though he divorced her because of this neder, and that's because we're not afraid that he's ever going to come along with this taina. Oh, had I known I could undo this neder, I never would have divorced her. Of course he knew he could undo the neder. He's the husband and he knows that this is a type that he could be mafer. And therefore we say that if he divorced her, it must be he did so with full knowledge, and therefore he may remarry her if she hadn't married anybody else in the interim. And if she had married somebody else in the interim, there's no issue of kilkel, because we're not going to believe this taina of his if he comes along to say, well, I didn't know I could have been mafer. And Amar Rablazer says, Loi asru zeh el b'nei zeh, we only asked this situation because of that one, meaning we asked him to remarry her when it's a neder that he could be mafer, because of a neder that he can't be mafer and needs a chakiras chacham. Now the Mishnah tells us that this is all if the woman makes a neder, but if the man makes a neder, we have no issues. tells us, there's a story in a place called Sidon where a fellow told his wife, the following things are going to be usher to me if I don't divorce you. And Vigersha, he divorced her because he didn't want that thing to be usher to him. And the Chachamim allowed him to remarry her. Now, they didn't allow him to remarry her because of Tikkun Olam. We're just clarifying that this whole Tikkun Olam of the earlier part of the Mishnah is that we're afraid that the husband's going to come along and say, I didn't know that her nether was able to be done away with by a Chacham, and had I known that, I wouldn't have divorced her. And if she got remarried in the interim and she had kids, and those kids would be Mamzerim. So that's our whole issue of him remarrying her when he divorces her because of her nether. He's the one that made the nether. He's not able to say, oh, I never would have divorced her had I known I could have gone to the Chacham and get my nether done away with. Of course he knows he could go to the Chacham to get his nether done away with. And therefore this would not be valid taina of his, and there's no way that he'd be able to mess her up. And that's why if he does decide to remarry her, he would be allowed to. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up 12th Mishnah Ches and Tess. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.